And we're live.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. I am Brian Ozone, along with Josh Mead, and
we're
here to talk to you about Masters of the Universe and Everything Incorporated. What's going on, Josh?
I am trying to fix a fan.
Trying to fix a fan.
Yes, but, you know, we were talking before, and I believe that since this is my... Stop with that.
All right.
I get distracted by bright, shiny objects. Man, you do something, I start paying attention to that.
I hear you.
Since this is the first official...
Right.
This start is, of me being here, right. Not just an introduction. I believe we decided what we were going to talk about.
Well, I figured that we can. For those of us who have bought the new comic books, I'm a little boggled about what's going on. It's like, I guess I'll just throw a spoiler alert out there right now in case people didn't read it. You may not want to listen to it until after you read it, but. I'm going to go ahead and talk about it anyway. In issue number 2, out of nowhere, you have the evil warriors working alongside the mutants from Third Earth, from the Thundercats.
Yep.
And there's no rhyme or reason or any explanation about it. And,
well,
it just makes me...
It bothers you.
Yeah, it definitely does, because it's like... That's something that could have, well, hopefully they do explain it, but there should be like a little bit more of an explanation to it.
Well, hopefully they will explain it. I'll chime in last. What do you think? What do you think is going on here? Like, because to me, there's got to be a reasonable explanation for it, hopefully.
Well, I'm sure, Skeletor is, I don't know if he's summoning Mumm-Ra, or Mumm-Ra is trying to use Skeletor to come back to life, so to speak. I don't know. But that amazing page where Skeletor lifts the power sword and says, "I have the power." And kind of turns into, like, he's Skeletor Man, you know? Like, that was so rad, man. It was just completely threw me for a loop. I was not expecting that to happen at all. This new comic is just, it's 30 years in the making. It's something I've always wanted to happen. I always wanted... Thundercats and He-Man, Master Universe, whatever you want to call it. I always wanted them to somehow join forces and be in the same comic, cartoon, whatever. I always wanted them to be together. For some reason, they just seem like they fit together. And this comic is great. So far, so good. I mean, the first two issues have been amazing. What are your thoughts, Josh? Hello?
Oh my gosh, it looks like we lost him. I'm trying to get him back here.
Alright.
Not all sure right. Sure what happened.
Alright.
He was working on a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he had the phone in his shoulder while he's trying to threw this thing over his head. He probably dropped the phone, the battery popped out.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he didn't turn the fan on while he's working next to him and decapitated himself. What's going on with you, Doug? How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
That's good to know.
Just trying to stay out of the cold, Got cold out there.
Oh, my God. It got cold so quick and out of nowhere. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, a Friday, I was in a t-shirt at work. And then that Monday, I was in long johns and 3 sweatshirts, jacket. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. New York weather's the worst. It's like completely, it's humid, And then it's completely freezing. It's insane here.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're waiting for Joshua's return. Have you spent that ozone money on anything crazy?
I have no idea what just happened. I just went on this long rant.
Yes, I have, actually. I did spend quite a lot of money on... I got a complete, authentic, Eternian-worn outfit from the 87 movie, along with one of the prop blasters.
Jeez. How much did that cost you?
$2,000.
I'm sorry for dropping out there. I went on this long rant and didn't even realize. I just realized it was quiet. Looked down at my phone and it said call drops.
Yeah, you got to watch. You got to watch. But yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was stoked, man. The guy wanted a lot more, but I kind of, you know, did like that bundle deal. I was like, throw the gun in and this and that, and so I bought a mannequin, and I'm gonna, you know, dress the mannequin up as the attorney and soldier. It comes with everything, man. It's sick. It's crazy. Once I get it together after the holidays, I'll set it up and
that's pretty cool.
Up. Yeah, it's
I
really
can't wait
cool.
to see that.
It's really really cool, man. It's heavy too, heavy as hell, man.
I bet.
Yeah, it's like real leather. Like the whole outfit's made of leather. It's sick.
You know, it's amazing that they spent all that money on that stuff and then ended up just kerflopping on the whole thing.
Yeah, well, but a lot of those, a lot of the props and a lot of the props and costumes did show up in other movies. They were used again, and some of them were used in Cyborg 2, I believe, which was supposed to, Cyborg, which was supposed to be Master of the Universe Part 2. So a lot of the stuff was, you know, reused.
Well, are we going to go back to the other topic, or are we already?
Yeah. No, okay. let's go back. So continue your rant. So now that you're back, we can all hear what you were going to say.
Okay. Where did it cut me off here?
I believe it cut you off. You didn't say anything. So just start from scratch.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if maybe it was better like that. all right. So here's my synopsis of the whole thing.
All right.
I'm sitting here, I'm reading the book, right? I'm like, okay, this is awesome, 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 weird, you know,
right.
Awesome. The part where Prince Adam gets just skewered.
Right.
And then he goes He-Man with it in his chest. That was just so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, you know, when you brought up the thing about the evil warriors, I was like, huh, he's right, that is weird.
Yeah,
but then
it's very strange.
I got to thinking though, how would I handle this if I was Skeletor? If I'm going to go through all the effort of, you know, getting with the spirits of evil, turning them against Mumm-Ra, keeping Mumm-Ra as a pawn, letting him do all my dirty work, bringing Third Earth to Eternia, which in and of itself explains in the book why that's almost impossible.
Okay.
And all these things, then I would have recruited also the henchmen because it's like a bundle deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the thing though. We know that Skeletor commands the fear and respect of all his minions.
Right.
Mumm-Ra commands nothing.
Right.
Of his. They will turn their back on him.
Oh yeah.
Stab him in the back in a heartbeat. And we know it. They will go to the next more powerful person. And if they think, and Skeletor is more powerful than Mumm-Ra,
right?
Then they'll go to Skeletor without even hesitating.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why it didn't really worry too much. But then after I put thought into it, I realized why it didn't really worry me too much.
I would just really like an explanation. Like how...
Oh, yeah.
They're both from different worlds. How did they hook up? How did they decide to trust each other, work together, be a cohesive unit, and then deciding on, who to attack, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because the Thundercats haven't showed up as of yet.
They just showed up at the end of the comic.
The last panel, right? Yeah. So, right. You know, it's still kind of foggy. I'm hoping that they tie this together in a really, really good way. And it really make your head spin like, wow, that it was well worth it.
That makes sense now. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Now here I hope I'm right, you know.
Okay.
But about my idea of why it happened. I hope it's just not a really dumb explanation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, time will only tell. I mean, we have to wait and see. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I mean,
they might not explain it at all.
They might not. I mean, you know, they might not. They might leave it up for the imagination, which is kind of cool.
I'd rather
too.
Them do that than give us some crappy explanation.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather the unknown than some, you know,
yeah.
garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because to me, then it's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd rather not know than get a really bad reason.
Right. I'd rather, you know, make up my own thing in my own, you know, and
yep.
and keep it that way than have a Scott Knightlick, you know, want to be, you know, some
Michael Bay.
Some BS shoved down our throats because somebody could do it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, here's the problem, and is that ever since Alcala,
okay,
there has never been a cohesive, definite story of He-Man. If you remember in the beginning, things were different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally different.
Alcala... when it began, all they got was paintings and general ideas of these characters.
Right.
And they just ran with it like gazelles through a field, which I was right with it because, you know, that's how I do everything.
Right.
And if you remember, He-Man had no superpowers.
No.
He was just a badass.
He was just, exactly. He was just like a really strong.
Conan top.
You know, very strong person, you know, from the vine people, the jungle, whatever they're called. And, and he got the, pretty much the power vest from the green goddess, sorceress, whoever you want to call her, pretty much, you know, that's where he got a lot of his, the sorcery part of the sword and sorcery, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, getting back to that's something that I would love for this Thundercats He-Man crossover. I would love for them to touch that upon the Alcala style, the old barbarian style.
Yes.
You know, that's not the technological aspect. I mean, I like it. But I love the sword and sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the barbarians. I just the way they speak.
Unfortunately, though, I think they've already passed the point where they can introduce that unless they do something really out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, who knows? I mean, they could. Now's the time to do it. I mean, if they're going to do anything, they have the platform set already. You know, I mean,
yep.
Let's see.
They
what
could
happens.
Do a time warp thing. They He could have disrupted the entire universe and just reset everything,
right?
With grabbing the power sword, all that.
Yeah,
there's
dude,
all kinds of stuff that could happen.
Dude, when he one scene, man, I was just in shock. I was like, I did not see that coming ever. I would never imagine Skeletor doing that. You know, like
we're looking at a guy who took out the entire Justice League and. 0.10 seconds. And
this is true.
And now he's got the power of Grayskull.
It's
I,
true.
For one, welcome our Skeletor overlord.
Yeah.
And I would like him to know that I'm welcome, that I'm willing to come to Snake Mountain and do his IT work. Okay? I'm willing to come there. If he needs cable pull, I'm good. All right? I hear they got a good dental plan.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they got a good package.
They do. They got a great dental plan.
They got
look at Trap Jaw.
Yeah. It's very true.
If, If Beastman still got all his damn teeth,
yeah.
After how many times he's been punched in the face,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, get it back to this crossover. I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, just so far, just the two comics that we've gotten, it's just amazing what they've done so far. And
the art style isn't my style, but okay. It's still good. You know,
right?
I. It's a little bit more fanciful than I like, you know.
Well, explain yourself for people listening, so that, you know, just give them a little backstory.
How do I put this? Well, okay, like normally when you see He-Man,
right,
you see very human dimensions.
Okay.
Okay. He-Man's big, but he's not like bloated.
Okay.
He's not like the Hulk, where he has 4 foot wide fingers and crap, you know. It doesn't have like a 2-inch. He doesn't look like one of those Super 7 figures with the little legs and a huge chest.
Right, right.
I don't know what version of figure that is, because we can't find them. We're in my area. Okay. We can't find any He-Man stuff in my area.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I've gotten out of a store is the Skeletor and He-Man Duplo set.
Okay, yeah, I got those from Walmart.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can find in our entire area.
Yeah, it's
nothing else.
I'm pretty much in the same boat where,
yeah,
you know, I live in New York City, and
yeah,
like there's one Walmart here, and it's funny because, like, you know, people say that they go shopping at Walmart and they find all these great toys and all this great stuff, and the Walmart that's closest to my house has one aisle of toys, and that's it. And it's nothing special.
And it's never good. Never anything good.
No, absolutely not. It's completely...
Oh, they got the Ninja Turtle stuff at our stop. It has wrestling figures.
Yeah, yeah.
But no He-Man stuff.
No.
Not even nothing.
Nothing. And supposedly...
And that's something that I hope will change soon with Super 7 being in control here, that things can actually get...
Well, yeah.
...circulated.
Well, their hands are pretty much binded right now until January 1st. We won't know much more until we get closer to then. That's why they had to do a pre-order, because they pretty much can't sell anything yet. Because their contract doesn't go into effect until 2017. And hopefully we're going to see an abundance of vintage, new style, retro, everything you can think of. I honestly, when I saw them come out with the terror, the Curse of the Three Terrors on VHS of all things, I said to myself, I said, this is good. This is a good sign.
Well,
this property is in the hands of people who want the property to be in their hands. You know, basically,
and they're putting effort in.
Yes,
they've always done it with He-Man.
Yes,
and that's what I said before, is that Super 7 has always shown that they are fans of the product,
right,
and not just trying to turn the product into a profit.
Exactly, and not for nothing to have
right,
and now it's Super 7 tag teaming, so to speak, with the Four Horsemen, who are tremendous fans themselves. It's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
For the fans, unfortunately, it's taken this long for it to finally happen, but we are going...
We have so many grobnards in our... That just refuse to accept anything new.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, it's good to hold on to what we know and what we love, but you have to grow. You have to have growth. You can't.
We had the same exact conversation about 3 months ago.
I know. And we'll have the same conversation 3 months from now and 3 months from then. And then, it's people need to embrace it. You may not love it, but you kind of have to go with it for it to strive. I mean, we're not kids no more. We're all adults.
No,
it's not a kid toy line anymore. It's an adult collector's line. And
well, here's the thing with that. is that they could do a cheaper version with the same quality of the wrestling figures that are out.
Okay.
And have it syndicated towards, or syndicated, that's not the word, geared towards the kids.
Okay.
Okay? It would be good quality, and they could, you know, it won't be the base figures, the opposable, you know, statues we have now.
Right.
It would be cheaper, and would get the product out there to let people know, hey, this exists still, and we're still working on it. Now, they don't have to go back to the old way with the other figures, with the old figures back from the 80s.
Right.
They can do the same thing that they do with the wrestling figures with He-Man. Now, my thing is here. There is something that all things from that era have in common.
Which is?
They have all changed. He-Man, the Justice League stuff, the Marvel Comics stuff.
Right.
G.I. Joe.
Right. Transformers.
Transformers.
Right.
Everything that has changed and been reinvented is still here today going strong.
Right.
Everything that has not, like He-Man, Thundercats, I mean, Thundercats did recently, but just like they do with everything, they pulled the plug.
Yeah, unfortunately, and not for nothing, no, but that reboot was pretty amazing.
I love that reboot so much.
Oh man,
it was so good.
It was to me, it was just like
it was better than the original show to me.
I mean, it was just, and I hate anime, and
I think it was still amazing.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm not a fan of the anime either, but it worked. I mean, the same thing with the MYP cartoon. I mean.
Oh, God, it was so good.
It was amazing. And it's just, for some reason, Cartoon Network dropped the ball again on both.
Cartoon Network, though.
No.
That wasn't the network.
No, that, you're right. They weren't on Cartoon Network.
They pulled it because the figures weren't selling.
Right.
Like, really, dude?
Yeah.
You know, if you put that out there and you keep being loyal to the show.
Right.
The figures, you can go through different incarnations till you figure out what sells now.
Right.
But because it's not Barbie, they don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, this is true. They have abandoned every property but Barbie.
Pretty much.
Using G.I. Joe and all these other stuff, and it's still going strong today.
Yeah.
And it's all changed. It's all evolved.
Right.
If you don't evolve, you die.
Exactly.
That is how it works.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, I'm not an evolutionist, but the theory is sound.
Definitely.
If you don't evolve, you die. And
if
they
you stand
don't
still,
evolve the story.
If you stand still, time's still going to move on, and it's going to move on without you.
And same thing with the fans. Listen, guys.
Right.
Listen to me, please. Right. I know that I might be alone in this, okay? And I know that everything I say isn't gospel.
Okay.
I understand. I'm just a guy. All right, guys? But listen. I'm talking to the fans right now.
Right. Listen
if
up, fans.
You do not let He-Man evolve, have new stories, new concepts,
new
characters, and new characters.
Right.
And do things that are off the cuff that you don't expect them to do because it seems out of character, then there's three things. One, you're not expecting the character to be a human. You're expecting the character to be perfect. Two, the product will die.
Instantly. Right.
It will never...
It won't flourish.
Ever flourish.
Right.
We will never become anything but T-shirts.
Exactly.
And even then, you have to order those online.
Right.
And three, you know what's going to happen? What? People are going to stop trying.
Right. Well, honestly, Toys R Us already did stop trying. What happened? This is the God's honest truth of what happened. Back in the day when the peg warmers of the Smash, the what was that? He-Man and Skeletor, the Peg Warmers.
You mean where they had that the they were trying to revitalize the old figures?
No, the they made the Jesus. Anyway, I can't think of the names of the two. The He-Man. It was a He-Man and a Skeletor, and the packaging, it was pretty much
bad.
It was pretty much 9 He-Man and Skeletors and maybe 1 Ram Man. The case ratios were horrible.
Yeah.
The peg and these figures were on the pegs for months and months and months. So Toys R Us decided, you know, they were pretty much done with the property. They're not going to waste the space on something that's not going to sell.
Now, exactly.
That wasn't Toys R Us's fault. It was Mattel's fault for the really bad case ratios. Now
it's like they want the thing to fail.
Exactly. Now, fast forward to 2011, when they did the Masters of the Universe versus the Justice League 2-packs.
Mm-hmm.
Same
thing. I didn't even know those existed.
They did the same thing. They were on the pegs for months and months and months and months. You would have the Stratos versus Hawkman and Merman versus Aquaman, and that's all you would see for months. I mean, and they refused to even put it on clearance. So that stuck a nail in the coffin pretty damn deep, and it's going to take a lot for Toys R Us to turn around and say, okay, we believe in Mattel again, and we believe in He-Man and Masters of the Universe. We believe it's going to sell.
And here's the problem with Mattel. It's never going to happen.
No, it's not, because there's too much pride with them. You know what? I totally agree with you. For some reason, I'm a huge collector of old school 80s merchandise. I have everything you could, you know, whatever would have He-Man, Skeletor, the Master Universe property name on it, I would buy it. To me, that's the cool. I don't know why, but that's like my favorite thing to collect. I love collecting the old school merchandise.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And you know, we even have drips and drabs of it now, here and there. Not as much, nowhere near what the 80s did. But you know, history, they always say, repeats itself. If Mattel would just put it on the table and bring it up in a meeting, they might be able to come out with other than just figures. I mean, look, that thing you just said you bought, those Bricks, whatever they were called, the He-Man. Those came out of nowhere. I bought those.
Yeah, I bought them too.
I mean,
they were expensive too.
Yeah, I mean, they're not cheap. And
they're hard to put together. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you opened yours? Yeah,
I opened mine. I'm going to go and glue them together because they'll pop apart in a heartbeat.
Right.
But, like, some of them are so tight you can't take them apart, and then other parts just fall right off.
Wow,
they have to glue it together.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That we can't trust Mattel.
And it's sad, because it's sad. They have such a great property and such passionate fans that want so much more, and yet they don't deliver.
Yeah, they don't. And here's the thing. I keep saying that.
It's all right.
When you – that's going to be my catchphrase. Here's the thing.
There you go.
All right. We can – at this point, pretty much ignore Mattel. We have Super Steps.
Right.
Now, all we can do is hope, beyond hope, that Super 7 does everything Mattel refused to do. Now, I know Mattel still owns the property, right?
Right.
They still own the rights to it.
Right.
But once Mattel sees how a real company handles a property that they love, they will start doing more with it.
Right.
Now, with the new comics that have been coming out, I'm sad that the other one ended, but with Dan Abnett, he writes the beginning and he writes the end. He doesn't write continuously.
Okay.
So when you get a comic from Dan Abnett, it's going to have an ending.
Okay.
Okay? He's going to, number one, kill off all your favorite characters. Number two, touch you in your childhood, snow-nose. And three, he's going to put it, make it amazing.
Right.
Because Dan Abnett is awesome. Right. And so when they pegged him to write this story, I thought for sure they had finally gotten serious.
Right.
Because Dan Abnett is one of the biggest names in literature right now.
Okay.
He is not a, he's not a no name who just needs to make a buck. This right. guy was expensive. Pop Man was not cheap.
No.
Pop Man is serious business.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
when you can get those two on the same comic, I thought for sure they had finally took the property serious. And then I see the fans' responses, and I'm like, why?
Right.
Why do you have to piss on something just because it's not like the way you remembered it?
Well, that's the way people are, man. It's unfortunate that they just don't accept. Again, it's just a natural progression. It has to happen. For it to strive and continue, you need to introduce new characters,
things,
new things, new.
Even if you don't do new characters, you still okay. Like with the, I loved the idea of the little story arcs they put in the new figures where they talk about this person died here, this person defeated this person. It makes sense. You know why? Because if they're fighting a war and no one dies,
right.
it's really dumb. This isn't an 80s cartoon anymore.
Right.
If you want a people to take it seriously, you have to take the concept seriously. And to take the concept seriously, people die, people get hurt,
yes.
people leave, people go.
Right.
Why cry because somebody died? Well, in the story, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's not like they turned around and said, by the way, you know, New Adventures of He-Man is canon. Okay, then I just shoot myself. But if they didn't do that, I don't see a problem. I mean, it's called the future. And if you see what Mattel has always wanted to do with the property, I can look back at it from the Akala
right.
to the kind of mid-range comics, which was kind of a combination between Akala and the Filmation, remember?
Okay.
Like, where you know, it was just a kind of a middle ground there where they had yes. their own story going. And then, you know, all the new stuff. And if you look at the comics and the cartoons and everything together, you realize as a big picture that Mattel and the people who created this have always wanted to write a story.
Right.
A story from the beginning with an ending.
Right.
Hence why they brought Hero.
Right.
The son of He-Man.
Right.
Right? All things that happen can't be static. You have to have a flow to it.
Right.
And what they want is very difficult to do. But if you look at the figures, look at the little snippets in the comics and everything, you realize these people are trying to make a story here, but they're afraid to.
Right.
So what they did was, in that last comic, they finally told the story that they always wanted to tell. From the beginning to the end, the beginning of He-Man, we already knew.
Right.
And then they started when they lost their memory, and then kept going to when He-Man quit being He-Man.
Right.
And moved on and pulled the sword to someone else.
Right.
That's the story that Mattel has always wanted to tell. Why piss all over it? It was a good story.
It just doesn't make
sense. He-Man even kicks Superman's ass at one point.
Yes, he
does.
It
was glorious.
Yes, he did.
And everyone, oh, by the way, people, anyone who wants to tell me, oh, that was a clone, I want you to think about something here. Superman is a character that the writers have jerked off on so much that they might as well have a Japanese bukkake party. Sure. You cannot tell me that Superman can be He-Man just because he knocked him down for one panel back in 1983?
Right.
No. If that's the case, then Superman has lost quantifiably 95% of his fights because he always ends up on his ass.
Yeah.
If you can't tell me that Superman is vulnerable to magic, that you need to strength to, not only do you need the magic to get past his barrier, you need the strength to push the sword through him.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that He-Man can't beat Superman?
Oh, he does.
Why? Because he's super fast? Well, no, let me tell you something. Superman, He-Man can take a laser when it is fired at him, deflect it, and have it hit accurately what he wants to hit.
Right.
Now, to put that into perspective here, I need to explain something. The little red line you see when you fire any laser, including laser beams, is not the laser. You're looking at about, I'm not sure exactly what the thing is, but there's like a distance here. But what you're seeing here is the after effect of the laser burning the atmosphere. You can't physically see a laser. So, not only do you have to have the vision, right? The way in your mind and your vision works to see a laser, you have to have the to move faster than light to deflect that laser.
Right.
You have to have the brain power to calculate where that laser is going to go next. And you have to have the wherewithal to aim it correctly.
Right.
And you're telling me that a guy who can move faster than light can't beat He-Man? No, I'm sorry. I mean, Superman? I'm sorry. He can't beat Superman? No, I'm sorry. It's as bad as the guy who says that Lion-O can beat He-Man because he knows how to fence. Give me a break.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, no.
I would have talked to that guy, but the guy doesn't know how to argue. He's mean.
Yeah.
And I don't get into arguments with people who start in attacking me personally.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people out there that doesn't understand the difference between having an argument and having a conversation where you can learn something from, you know.
Exactly.
That's basically what, you know, I'm not one to, I don't like to argue. I like to learn. I like to learn. I like to talk about the property to other collectors, other people that are passionate. And you know what? At the end of the day, you do learn stuff. You may learn something that you didn't know beforehand.
Like there's some things that I never thought of that people have brought up of why so-and-so could be He-Man.
Right.
Number one, you know, you're right. There's lots of people that can be He-Man. Okay? Just in a physical fight, there's really not anyone in his class.
Right.
Superman is cute. But when your power comes from
the
very essence, well, yeah, his power comes from the sun. He-Man's power comes from the very creation of the universe itself.
Right.
Sorry, you're kind of trumped on that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
He's the strongest man in the universe, okay? Are you in the universe? Yes, then he's stronger than you.
Exactly.
Sorry, bro. He's stronger than you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stronger now. Yeah, he just got stronger again because you're there. He's stronger than you. That is his power. I'm stronger than you.
I mean, there's basically, there's not much. I mean, well, let me phrase this right. There's not a lot that He-Man cannot do. I mean, the guy is pretty damn powerful. He could do, you know, he's pretty much every superhero wrapped up into one person.
Well, I disagree with that. There's some things he can't do. He can't fly.
Well, no, he can't fly, but I'm sure he
can't suck. Well, there's a lot of superheroes out there that suck.
Well, no, he can.
Oh, yeah.
He could suck, though.
There is the 80s music.
Yeah.
And the 80s movie.
It's still a good movie. I like it. I enjoy it. I thought it was good.
I cried.
I mean, listen,
I do this just to tick off our man.
Listen.
I love that movie.
People need to understand that if you want Masters of the Universe to continue, we need change. We need to evolve. We need all that to happen. You just can't sit back and relax and just wallow in what we know for the last 30 years, and that's it. You have to keep going forward.
You have to. If you don't, like we said 100 times here, if you don't, the property is going to die because it doesn't resonate with today's youth.
Right.
Okay? And the big money here is not in old grobnars like me who want to want to bring back our childhood.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
This is the real future is people like my children. My son who loves He-Man.
Right.
My son adores it as much as I ever did.
That's great.
And I look for all the old figures for him.
Right.
And, that's where it's at. He saw the figure and immediately fell in love with it.
Right.
Okay? The old school 80s figure still holds up for children today.
Oh, without a doubt.
We need to deal with that. And if we don't, if we don't change the property, it'll never get any further. Look at Brettar. Look at Thundar. These are properties that die because they were never evolved.
Right.
And we can all agree that Thundar and Braystar were absolutely badass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, okay? Again, you need to change. You need to move on. You need... even if it's not a huge change or huge improvement or whatever the case, just something to breathe, to get a breath of fresh air into the property.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what it needs.
I wouldn't feel bad about an entire reboot.
Oh,
where things are completely different.
Well,
I would not bother me.
Well, I think we've
like when they did.
We pretty much got that with the DC comics in the last few years.
Yeah, but everything's still kind of the same though.
Yeah, well,
you know, you still. He-Man is still Adam.
Yeah.
You know, all that. Now, the only thing I don't want to see change, because I am a grobnard, so there's going to be things I don't want to see change, He-Man is always going to be Teela's man.
Right.
Okay? Teela has always been there to be He-Man's from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Back when Skeletor used to creep on her. And talk about kidnapping her and basically raping her and making her his woman. I mean, they did not pull punches in those old comics.
Right.
And then what the Sorcerers came out and said is, oh, by the way, that's actually me because he was creeping on me, so I made a clone of me to keep him off me.
You know? It's crazy.
You are a real crap bag there, Skeletor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I also like the fact that they made Skeletor his uncle.
I kind of think. I like that as
Go ahead. You do?
I do like.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
I thought you hated it.
No, I thought it was a cool move. I like it. I'm not one for everybody.
Everyone being related.
Right. That I don't agree upon. But I
don't
like.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. You're in the middle of saying something. Go ahead.
I do like the storyline of Keldor being Randor's.
Yes.
You know, half brother, or brother, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And he is He-Man's uncle.
He has a legitimate gripe.
Yeah.
And he really does. If you look at it from a legal standpoint. And not from, okay, this guy's an asshole and probably horrible for Eternia.
Right.
He is actually the king. He has a legitimate complaint, and he has a legitimate claim to that throne.
Yes, he does. If something should happen to Randor, Keldor would be next in line.
Actually, well, Keldor was the first in line.
Well, he should have been, but
yeah,
we don't
because
know.
Because they're racists.
Well, that, and we don't know what happened, you know, with him turning bad or whatnot, or, you know.
Well, he just got tired of being, treated like crap and just started going bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, again,
it just made a lot of sense then. He's a demon from another dimension. Da-da, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And that, and that's something I appreciated, was that they put effort into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, again, that's change. You know, that was a much needed change. I embraced it. I liked it. It wasn't something that it completely changed the storyline. It added to the storyline.
Yeah, it gave a reason why he's doing what he's doing besides, I'm evil.
Exactly.
And evil in and of itself is never a good reason for a story to be written.
No.
Okay? It's just not. I've been in enough role-playing games. I play D&D and stuff.
Yeah,
and I've been in enough role-playing games where someone's like, I eat the baby. Why? Because I'm chaotic evil. That's what I do. Shut up and sit down. Just shut up and sit down. You know?
Correct. Yeah.
And you know, like I was working on that project a while back.
Right.
I'll talk about it later more, but I really do feel like good literature requires a good reason for your bad guy to be bad.
Yes.
And just being evil isn't a good reason.
No. There needs to be. You need that underlying factor of the reasoning why this person is acting the way he's acting.
Yeah, exactly. And to put it into perspective, let me put it this way. Okay, yeah, people are mean to you, Skeletor.
Right.
But here's the problem with it. You're still one of the most powerful and richest people on the planet with more rights and privileges than anyone else. What causes you to go bad?
That's something that would be a great storyline to have.
But you are still more privileged and treated better than anyone else, any other commoner.
Right.
You're the freaking prince. You're the advisor to the king, dude. You have the king's ear. You have more power than the king, technically, because he trusts you.
Right.
Why are you going bad? Well, in the comic, it actually explains.
Hello? Did we lose everybody?
We lost him again.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, you know, this time of year, it's got to be gremlins.
Yeah, it could be. It definitely could be. Oh, man.
Well, we'll have to get him back just in time to wrap up the show.
Yeah. See if we can get him back, and we'll call it a night.
Well, then let me ask you: what do you think the theme of tonight's show is? What is the one main thing you wanted to get across to everybody?
Basically, just talking about the new comic book, and just babbling about He-Man, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of your talk seems to be about how things have to change and evolve over time.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, we need. There's a lot of fans that are stuck on yesterday, and they refuse to open their eyes and absorb anything new, any new concepts, new ideas, new characters, new canon, new anything. And basically, what we're trying to say is that. You know, for a property like Master Universe to go forward...
And I did it again.
All right, you're back. All right, so basically that's what we're trying to say, is that we need to evolve, and everybody needs to get on the bandwagon with it and see where it goes.
Now, don't get me wrong. We're not saying if you don't like something or if it sucks, don't criticize it. We're saying give it a chance.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Don't pick something apart just because it's different than you remember. If that's the only thing that you can say is the reason why you don't like it, then don't.
Right.
Because it's not a good reason, sir.
Right.
I'm not disrespecting anyone, but you have to realize in yourself if what you're saying is because of selfish reasons or if it's true.
Right. So, all right. Well, it's been a good show. We finally got together, and we'll be doing this weekly. Doug, can you please come on and give the hotline number? So if anybody wants to give us a voicemail, and we can address that in the further show.
All right. You guys can always call our 24-hour voicemail line at area code 217-953-4025.
Okay, guys. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, opinion, anything, just, you know, give us any input, output, you know, anything at all. Just, you know, drop us a line.
If you want me hung by a tree till I'm dead, that, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm cool with that. I'm used to it.
So, with that being said, Josh, do your send out, man.
I don't really got one, but see you later and have a good day.
All right. I want to just say thanks to the listeners. I want to say thanks to Doug and everybody at PopCultureNetwork.com. I want everybody to come and go to Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, where you'll be able to find this recording and previous recordings. Also, you can go to HeManWorld.com and voice your opinions there. It's a great site, great people. You can also go to the All Encompassing Facebook group, where there's a lot of great conversation and topics always brought up. And until next time, guys, rock on.